Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, everyone. Continuation of the message of Ministries of Jesus Christ from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, we were reading last time, up to verse 20, now verse 21 onwards to all the way to verse 28. These are the ministries of Jesus Christ who he performed when he was in this earth. The reason why it is very important is all the ministries of Christ was already been prophesied beforehand. He was born according to the prophecy or the scriptures and lived and did the ministries according to the scriptures, died and resurrected and went to heaven according to the scriptures. These are all written out and spoken and given to the Jewish people, the Bible, the Torah and the Old Testament prophecies which was given to them. It is talking about everything Christ will do from his birth, even his salvation message, after his death, resurrection, and return of Christ, and then the millennium, they come. Jesus returned to deliver them. Many Jews thought that majority, and those who believe thought that the Messiah will come when to deliver them from the enemies, protect them, become the king of their king, and rule the world. Now, his first advent, they forgotten. The prophets, including Moses, have described that he will come to deliver them from the sins first. After the first advent, he will be crucified, then he will return to save the ones who are saved by his redemption plan, or God's redemption plan. Then he will go return to heaven, and then come back at the second advent to the earth to deliver the Jews from the enemies. But God Jesus, which we know the scripture speaking about, only the one who believe will be delivered. Only the one who have faith in God. Faith in God means, yes, we all have faith in God. Yes, there is God. We are not speaking about that kind of faith. We are speaking about accepting Christ and getting salvation, that kind of faith, that Jesus Christ is God and fully God. He's not a part of God. He's on level 2 God or level 3 God. He is level 1 equal to the Father. He is the eternal Son of God. And he has been there ever since God. God is and God's Son Christ. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 21 to onwards, Jesus spoke about his death on the cross. From the time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed. And on the third day, he raised to life. So Jesus was looking for an occasion that when he can speak to his disciples about the last final mission of his, main mission of his life in the earth. The mission was to die on the cross for the sins of humanity, as we know afterwards. But Jesus was trying to explain to them that he will suffer many things in the hands of the elders, chief priests, and the teachers of the law. So these are the people who should have known the law. These are the elders, chief priests, and the teachers of the law. They are the ones supposedly knowing that a Messiah will come and he will suffer for their salvation. They were to know They were supposed to know and teach the people the Messiah is a savior. They need to have taught the people that he will be like the Passover lamb. He is the actual Passover lamb that they have been performing the festival every year. And he is the lamb who died, who will be the original, real Lamb of God that will be dying for the sins of the people. But they did not themselves understand the scripture, and they did not teach the people either. They must, and Jesus himself knew, being God, he knew he will be persecuted, he will be made suffering for his people, he will suffer, and then he will be killed, and he will resurrect on the third day. Now, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." So Peter is a human, he's not God. Again, I wanted to reinstate from last message that many things that God built the church on Peter, but Peter is weaker. You should know, human church is speaking about spiritual, not earthly. It's a building or whatever. There's a rock, there is cement, there is concrete. But Jesus mentioning to Peter earlier in verse 17, 18, that I will build the church, and interpreted as, people interpreted it as, Peter is the rock on whom the church will be built. Think about it. If a human being is used to as the rock, as the foundation of the church of Jesus Christ, what will be the end of it? That church will be destroyed, which is, we are speaking spiritually. The spiritual church of Christ, which is us, the body of Christ, which is the believers, and Christ is the head, and we are the body, those who believe, how can we stand on a rock which will be human? It can be destroyed when the wind and the storm comes. But Jesus, again telling here, Peter is a human. His thinkings are human. We are talking about the Peter who was, even though he believed Jesus is the Christ, he didn't have the power inside of him. He didn't have that much of Holy Spirit power in him. He just had a human power. So he talked to Jesus, Don't let them kill you. Don't let them kill you. Because Peter and others, maybe, possibly the disciples all, believed that Jesus Christ is going to be the king very soon, and he will not die. That was the philosophy of the devil. Satan wanted Jesus to become the king even before he suffered for his people. But there is only one way humanity will be saved, by the death of his Jesus. Jesus is the only one who can die and resurrect, because he is God, he is the Son of God, and that's the eternal plan of God, that humanity will have to die, and humans die, they will not resurrect, but Jesus have to die for them. You know, he was the propitiation for the sins. So God sent him to die in place of humanity. Now Peter telling him, don't die. Don't let it happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. So somebody else, human beings, Jesus, if Jesus was a human, he would have said that, oh, thank you, Peter, for you caring about me. Now Jesus rebuked the devil which was in Peter. Satan was speaking through Peter to keep Jesus from dying on the cross. Satan said, if Jesus die, I am going to fail. You know, now the humanity is under my control. I am over the sins of them. They are going to be never get saved. If Jesus don't die, they will be my slaves forever. God's plan will be demolished. But Jesus cannot allow God's plan to be demolished. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus know if he don't die on the cross as a human's representative, the humanity will not get saved. He has to die in place of humanity. He is a propitiation for sin. And he is the only one who can do it. God had him for eternally for this purpose, not only for the creation of the world, which he created for the Father, not only sustaining the world which he created for the Father, and also for the recovery of the fallen world. See, Christ is not only recover the fallen human being, but he also will recover the fallen world. The world of horrible injustice, sin, crime, and all these kind of things, poverty, starvation, earthquake, all the evil things happened in the earth is because of the result of sin of humanity. And God gave human being the authority over the earth to protect and keep and cover, and they had the power. See, when I'm talking the power, humanity has been given by God. It's like the power. Police have the power to implement the law, to arrest a criminal. That's the power put on the police authorities, police people, policemen, by the state or the government of the country. The people, elected government, placed those authority over them. They have the power. So as human beings had the power given to them, that they will be subjecting the earth and its creatures and beings and everything under them. But they are not subjected to them now after the sin. You see, if the sin had so much power to take away everything from humanity, and they themselves lost their own glorious covering of light, and they were covered in glory, They are people with light on them, that's what glory is, glorious covering. And they fell from the glory, the creation fell from glory, the creation twilted different ways, and they got lost its shape and size, you know, and even the earth got dismantled its shape and size. You know, also its beings, you know, it broke apart to many pieces, like the earth was not created that way. So this is all the result of sin, which had the power. Satan took on the humanity and keeping them as their slaves, his slaves, forever. The slavery included his natures. Anger, hatred, rebellion, you know, every evil, lying, falsifying, every evil things you can do, that is all Satan poured on to humanity. Humanity were not the one after Adam and Eve, the fallen natures received. It's a genetically receiving the fallen natures. We are the victims of fallen natures. We are the victims. We didn't commit the sin. Our father Adam and Eve, mother Adam and Eve committed it. And the sin they acquired, their power of Satan, power of doing sin, And the evil thoughts and behavior natures of devil, which were entered their soul and spirit, they are becoming genealogically the children of devil, spiritually speaking. So the genes of evilness, distraction, jealous, hatred, anger, frustration, sickness, diseases, all started after that. And everything calm came on the human. We are fallen victims of the situation. We are victims. We took over all these characteristics, natures, behaviors, attitudes, you know. And now we are in the shape that God, Father, sent that great message that I am sending my son to deliver you. Humanity, please listen to me. I'm sending my son. So Bible says in the book of Hebrews, ancient of time from beginning, God sent his messengers to speak to the prophets from the people who followed God. There were some who followed God and very few numbers. And they heard the message of God in their spirit, passed on to them, and God sent them the message through his spirit to the human spirit. And they received it and they proclaimed it. I screamed out and loudly and spoken to the people of the world. And then it was written up by them or their agents or their co-working prophetic disciples. And the book is called the Old Testament and New Testament included Bible. And the Torah and the scriptures of the New Testament, they are the Bible. This is the God's word. And God sent his son to deliver the humanity. Jesus began to tell him, look, devil, get out of me. Get away from me. You are a stumbling block to me. Peter, who was saying, Jesus, no, you should not die. You know, and he said, Jesus rebuked him, his devil. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Deny everything in you, in me. And you ask me, are you completely denied everything you have? Actually, no. We are working on it every daily basis. It is culturally and timely. Everything is based on it. We are tied up with the world. Part of our life is tied up with the world. We cannot get out of the world unless we are released from this world. But that's only by death. So if we live in the earth, we have to have certain things. To live in the earth, we have to work for a living. We have to produce income. You know, we need to have a place to live. All those things come based on how much income you produce. You know, so what Jesus said here is something that we have to really understand based on what he's saying. Is follow him. You have to deny yourself. This is our mind and our soul and our spirit. We need to deny everything else more than Jesus. I mean, we need to follow Jesus, but we must be able to give Jesus the priority. You know, you have to deny selfishness. That's the main thing here. Self has to be denied. We cannot act like a celebrity pastor. Today we have a lot of celebrities that I'm studying a divinity theology book, textbook, in that says the theologians written that there are divinity, there are many, you know, celebrities in the ministry world. I am not saying it. I'm textbook. Is that the crown, cross, and crown and the cross? You know, there is a book about the New Testament, which I am myself studying, and you know, the denial have to be. We have to deny if we are following Jesus. We have to deny ourselves. You know, so what it says here is, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it. If we wanted to save our life, we struggle to save our life, we will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. So that means we can die for the sake of Christ, that being a Christian, you can get killed, which happens in many African countries, in India, some part of India, Indonesia, in Malaysia, all these countries, it's been happened, you know, in the Middle East, and a lot of countries where people died, gave their life for faith, because if you deny Christ, we will keep you, we will serve you, we will save you. But you want to deny, you know, Jesus and receive Islam. You know, that's the thing in African countries. In India, deny Jesus and accept Hinduism. They will say, come back to Hinduism. You wanted to deny Jesus. So every place, that is, they leave for Christ and they lose their life. Now, do you lose their life here, your life will be in heaven. Your soul and spirit will never die, and God keep you, take you to eternity in heaven, and when Jesus returns, you will receive a new body. But it will be rewarded for martyring for Christ. Wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? If his soul is lost in hell, even if you have all the wealth of this money in the world right now, you know, we have the millionaires, billionaires, right? Now, hope they will get saved one day. You know, we believe, hope all the government officials get saved. And there are many who are saved, and there are many maybe to be get saved. But if you get saved by the sake of Christ, you know, good, what a gain will be, even if you have the whole world. You are a millionaire, billionaire, or trillionaire. You are not saved by Jesus Christ. You are not accepted Christ and become born again. You will not enter the kingdom of heaven or God or Jesus. Now, for man, or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? There is nothing you can do in exchange for soul. The worth, the value of the soul is more than the whole world, Jesus said one time. Your soul worth more than all the money you carry. Your soul worth more than the $1 trillion you have. Your soul is more valuable than all the things we have. You should take care of your soul, which is your spirit, your eternal living person of you, in you, that you need to save. You need to protect and preserve it. The only way is by salvation, by believing in, by faith in Christ. Christ, the eternal Son of God, he died because you are a criminal as well as I am. Because of God says, you did crime against me. You're a sinner. That's a crime against God. And I am going to send you to punishment for that. But you have an option. You accept my eternal Son, Christ. Believe in him. Accept him. And your soul will be saved. Your soul will have eternal rest in me. And you're saved. And what can a man give in exchange of your soul? Is his Father's glory, in his Father's glory, with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. In his Father's presence, for the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory. Jesus will return in glorious way, mighty, powerful, the light, big light flash in the sky. The angels, mighty archangels, blow the trumpet, and thousands upon thousands of angels, and the glorious appearance of Jesus Christ will take place. My friends, Christ will return in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And Jesus said that in the glorious his appearance is not too far, as the world events are saying that what Jesus said, that there will be great, great things happen in the earth. There will be earthquakes. We just have a series of earthquakes in this last month, this month, series of earthquakes, and many, many hundreds of earthquakes, thousands of earthquakes already happened, took place from the time Jesus said this and he went to heaven after crucifixion. Now the earthquakes, famines, unbelievable amount of famines. Famine is increasing, like tremendous amount of, you know, world is under drought. 70% in England, the other day BBC said, in drought, the famine lands in drought. 75% California was in drought for some years now. Also, I heard drought in Eastern America, Connecticut state also declared. Some drought is capturing the world. Food sources will decrease and water will dry out. Then there will be flood, and flood will come and wash everything away. You know, so in Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 to 6, you will read and see that things that what Jesus said, pestilence, diseases, you know, earthquakes, all this, the sign of the birth pain. What's a birth pain? The rapture of the saints will happen very soon after these events. And also then after a 7-year period, there will be another birth pain, which is the regenerated brand new Israel will be born. With this, I will conclude right here, and may the Lord richly bless you. I want to pray a prayer for you, and if you will pray with me or pray in your heart, that will be a blessing to you to accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. The soul is worth than the whole world. Jesus mentioned, spoken to about it, your soul is worth than the whole world, that you will not be able to save your soul if you wanted to save yourself. But God Jesus says today, Father, in the name of Jesus, be asking that salvation to those who are listening and who are accepting it. Father, forgive my sins, cleanse me and purify me, take all the sins away from me. Give me the power, Holy Spirit in me. I accept Jesus Christ, the only eternal Son of God, as my Savior. He died on the cross for my sins. I believe in him and I accept him. Save me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.